Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427JOY949, email on air at joy.org.au or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
Western Australian Attorney General John Quigley has said that he is unable to say if the McGowan government will support proposed changes to the state's Equal Opportunity Act because the results of the federal government's review into religious freedom in Australia has not yet been released. This came after Greens MP Alison Zamon put forward a bill yesterday to amend the Equal Opportunity Act to remove loopholes which allow the religious-based organisation to terminate the employment of staff because of their sexuality. With bills being released in Western Australia expunging historical homosexual convictions and an apology by the Premier earlier this year, it's got us wondering, why the hold-up on the last piece of legislation in Western Australian statutes that still allows for discrimination against members of the LGBTIQ communities?
It's quite obvious that we need to deal with this. It needs to come off the books. This is 2018, and certainly it's time to ensure that we are upholding human rights within our laws and that we don't have any more discriminatory provisions.
That was WA MP and Greens spokesperson for sexuality and gender diversity, Alison Zamon, who has introduced legislation to amend Western Australians' Equal Opportunities Act to prevent private, religious schools from legally discriminating against employees, students and their families on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. Zamon has stated that this is a natural progression after last year's change to marriage equality legislation.
I think it's a really important time for us to be looking at the issue of religious exemptions. We know that already there is a bit of a federal discussion occurring about the scope of religious exemptions, and in fact, appallingly, there has been a suggestion they should be broader. Clearly, the Greens have the completely opposite view, that we should probably be looking at removing them entirely. But unfortunately, around some of the states, they also have, within their various equal opportunity laws, remnants of discrimination against members of the LGBTIQ community. And unfortunately, here in Western Australia, our Equal Opportunity Act is one of those acts. It has been said that we have got one of the worst provisions around religious exemptions within Australia, but there's a little bit of a battle as to whether perhaps New South Wales shares that dubious honour as well. In any event, I'm a State Member of Parliament of WA, and hence it's my responsibility to make sure that we're tidying up these sorts of provisions within my own backyard, and so that's why I introduced a private member's bill, which seeks to remove those religious exemptions so that in future religious schools would only be able to discriminate on the grounds of religion. And the reason why I made a decision to retain that particular provision within the statute is because we're not trying to remove religious schools entirely. We're still allowing Jewish schools to enrol Jewish students, Islamic schools to enrol Muslim students, Catholic schools to enrol Catholic students, for example. But that would be the only ground upon which they could potentially choose one student above another. There should be no other grounds in this day and age which would enable further discrimination.
The bill was put forward into Parliament on Monday and is awaiting debate. It's the last piece of legislation on the Western Australian statutes that still allows for discrimination against members of the LGBTIQ community.
Well, unfortunately, there were a couple of incidents in recent years in Western Australia which really highlighted the need to make sure that these laws within Western Australia are repealed. The first one is that during the marriage equality debate last year, there was a gay teacher who was outed, if you like, during the course of that debate over here in Western Australia, and was sacked, and was able to be sacked because the laws still enabled that to occur. And maybe about a year or 18 months before that, there was another incident where a 7-year-old girl was asked to stop talking about her parents, who were two gay men, and it was made very clear that she was not welcome in that particular school either. Now, these are appalling situations to be made aware of and to be occurring. I think it shows that even though the majority of religious schools do not rely on the religious exemptions, and indeed some of them are even quite happy to see them go, that unfortunately there's still a minority that think it's appropriate to engage in this sort of discrimination, and it's not. It just isn't. So it's about time that we ensure that we bring the laws up to date with what I think are community expectations. I think also that the debate around marriage equality last year really highlighted that people do have an expectation that members of the LGBTIQ community are able to have the same fair go as every single other Australian. And the situation we have here is that a couple could get married legally one day and then legally sacked the next. And that's absolutely unacceptable. And that's why we need to make sure that we change the laws.
A spokesperson for Western Australian Attorney General John Quigley told Out in Perth that he's unable to say if the McGowan government will support proposed changes to the state's Equal Opportunity Act because the results of the federal government's review into religious freedom in Australia has not yet been released. Not knowing the results of the Ruddock review shouldn't stop a state government from removing their last bit of legal policy that allows discrimination against LGBTI people, and Zimon is hopeful that her bill will be passed.
I'm certainly hopeful that this bill is going to be passed and is going to be taken seriously. We have, of course, a Labor government over here in Western Australia. Labor like to think of themselves as being an ally of the community, and so they should. Everyone should aspire to be an ally to the community. But that means that they've got to pretty much put their money where their mouth is, and it's more than just simply waving a rainbow flag. It means that you have to actively, proactively support repealing discriminatory provisions in legislation. So I am hopeful that with discussions with the Labor Party that they will recognise that this is a really important provision that needs to get changed. What we have heard to date is that the Premier, Mark McGowan, has sat on the fence on this one a little bit and has said, we'll wait and see what the outcome is going to be from the federal review of the Equal Opportunity Act federally. But I think that it's unacceptable to wait for that. And in any event, we need to make sure that we've got our own house in order. I don't know what's going to happen with the federal laws. We don't know if they're eventually going to appeal the religious exemptions. I think they will. It could be in a year. It could be in 10 years. But in any event, we need to be ready for that, and we need to make sure that we've got them off our books in the meantime. So I'm certainly hoping that the Labor Party will join the Greens and do the right thing and make sure that this bill gets passed.
The final recommendation of the Ruddock Review was received by the Turnbull government over a month ago, and a spokesperson for the Federal Attorney General has said the report was being considered, but there were no dates set for when a response would be made public. But waiting isn't an option for Zimon.
Well, the reality is that schools need to be safe for everyone. I think it certainly was very disappointing to see that the collateral damage, which was done to the very important Safe Schools program through the course of the divisive and quite ugly public debate calling for equal marriage. But that's no excuse for not ensuring that anywhere that we have our children, that children are able to be accepted and are able to be safe and able to feel okay to be exactly who they are. And that's in all schools, obviously, and that includes religious schools, because the reality is that it is really important that, particularly for younger people who may be questioning, who may be looking to come out or just already at the point where they know who they are, that they can feel as though they're going to be supported, they're going to feel as though they're going to be safe. But most importantly, it's absolutely critical that there's no concern or fear that they're going to be subject to potentially being expelled. And the reality is that as the law stands at the moment, that's exactly what could happen. It's likewise with teachers. What we want is good teachers. We just want good teachers, and it doesn't matter what someone's sexuality may be. As long as they're good at teaching. There is something else I thought I would point out. One of the things that the bill does is it doesn't just remove discrimination on the grounds of sexuality and gender identity. It also removes existing provisions that still are there, which allow people to be sacked for falling pregnant or for being divorced, for example. So family responsibilities. Frankly, in 2018, there is no place of employment at all that should still allow these sorts of outdated and archaic and really destructive provisions to still exist. So what I have done with the bill is I have said that religious organisations can still be discriminatory when it comes to employing people who are employed for religious purposes. So if it's a pastor or if it's someone who is teaching religious studies specifically or an imam or something like that, then they can still employ someone who adheres to the tenets of their particular faith. But beyond that, it shouldn't make a damn bit of difference. Who cares what someone's sexuality is if they're the gardener or if they're responsible for the finances or if they are teaching? It doesn't matter. It makes no difference.
That was WA MP and Green spokesperson for sexuality and gender diversity, Alison Zimon, who this week introduced legislation to amend Western Australia's Equal Opportunity Act to prevent private religious schools from legally discriminating against employees, students and their families on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.